Welcome to your Found Family podcast, where we don't just have a heart-to-heart, we connect soul to soul. I'm your host, Lizzie, a certified coaching practitioner who found family outside of blood family. In our Found Family, you are accepted and assured that you are not alone. Subscribe and tune in for educational and empowering soul chats with women from all over the world, talking about well-being, personal growth and development, and mental and emotional health. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Found Family. I am so excited. I know I took a little bit of a break. Thank you all for your patience. I have another very special guest with me today, Jenna, and we are going to be talking about sexual healing trauma, healing sexual trauma, through healing the chakras. Jenna was born in New Zealand, where her roots run deep, but now lives in Australia, where she is able to blossom and grow. She is a wife, mama of three, and business owner. She specializes in energy healing and guidance readings, but her true calling is to help others tap into their inner power for their own healing experience. She had been that person that struggled in the past due to traumatic events that were out of her control. She looked high and low for help and answers, but it wasn't until she started to go deeper into herself, listen to her body and intuition, that she was able to understand that this wasn't something that someone else could fix for her. It was then that she realized it was inside of her all along, and this was the start of true healing. So beautiful. I am so grateful to have you, Jenna. Hello, and welcome to Found Family.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I know we were talking offline a little bit about the importance of this topic, which again, healing sexual trauma through healing the chakras. So would love to start off the soul chat by asking what led you to get into energy healing specifically. I know we talked a little bit about it, but would love to hear more about how you sort of navigated into it.
Well, basically, like, I had pretty much gone down the route of counseling, and like, I knew that I had to fix it. I knew I had to fix and heal my trauma. I had to find some answers and just get some deep healing. But when I was going through the counseling session, now I don't want to poo-poo on counseling at all, but what I found was it just wasn't doing what I needed it to do. Like, it was just like scratching the surface and basically just making me more frustrated and angry because it was bringing up emotions. But what am I supposed to do with that? You know, like, what was I supposed to do with these emotions that I was feeling and reliving because they were coming up more raw and in my face? And it got to the end of our session. I think I'd done at least 10 weeks. It probably was about 5 to 6 months roughly that I had been seeing this counselor. And I was just like, yeah, you've given me some tools, but now what? Like, what the hell am I supposed to do? I still feel really deep in my shit. And like, my doctor said, oh, do you want to do another round of the mental health plan, and you can do another round of the counseling sessions? And I was like, I don't see any point in that. And she was like, well, do you want to go on medication? And I was like, I'm not sick. Like, don't try and medicate me for something that I'm not sick with. And basically I was just in that real thick funk of like, what the do I do? What am I doing? What is going on? And it's one of those things, like, when you truly, like, just get to a point where you're just like, I don't know, you kind of got, you're backed into a corner, you're just like, I don't know. I need answers, I need guidance. And you, like, send out a prayer to the universe. And that's basically what happened. I was, one night, I think I'd just probably had a big cry, but one night I was just sitting on my couch and I was sitting on my phone, and my family were asleep, and I was on YouTube, and it literally just came up on YouTube. As you know how you just scroll through just random videos and they come up down the bottom. And it came up with the sacral chakra meditation, like a guided meditation for the sacral chakra. And I was like, ooh, what's this? And I just followed that little thing inside, that little like light bulb just saying, come look at me. So I clicked it and I listened, and I was in tears for like probably 2 hours straight. And because everything that I was hearing in this guided meditation, I was feeling it. I was like, okay, I'm listening. this is something that needs my attention. And I finished that meditation and that was me. I was hooked.
Oh my gosh. I have chills, literally goosebumps, as I'm listening to you talking about that, because talk about like divine timing, divine intervention, like whatever it is that you want to call it. When we're in this place of, you know, as you said, like you almost feel like you're backed up into a corner. You're like, I need something, universe, God, whatever it is that you want to call it. Like, please show me something. And to go to references like YouTube or to Google or to whatever, and to find
something so mainstream.
Yeah. And it like, and you feel like it was created for you. It speaks to you in a way that you're like, yes, this is it. So I think that, you know, when certain people ask questions about like the intuition and how can you tell if it's the intuition, it's like, this is the proof right here in the magic of the intuition. Like when something feels aligned, when something feels peace, when something feels like it's the beginning of healing, you know, that I think is really the biggest difference between, for example, like the ego and the intuition, because the ego lives here and the intuition lives in this beautiful, calming peace. And it gives you this feeling of like, yes, it's the feeling.
It's like intuition almost is feeling.
Yes. And it's so beautiful. Like sometimes it can be, I think, a trigger depending on like what people have gone through. Like for OCD, sometimes it's like, well, how can I really tell because of the intrusive thoughts and et cetera. But it's like, I think again, like the way that you described it in this example of how you were led to energy healing, it's like you felt this incredible wave of healing, like of literally healing energy wash over you. And I celebrate
that. It was so quick too.
Oh, I'm so glad. That is
it beautiful. Was like, I mean, the healing itself wasn't quick. It was a long process.
Right.
But at like that moment of that finding that, I felt it. Like I felt it deep in my womb. I was like, oh yeah, this is what I've been looking for. And yeah, you've got to go with those kind of things. You can't just be like, oh, I don't know. Like I'm a bit skeptical. Because I was also raised in a church, like a family of churchgoers. So this kind of stuff was definitely out of characteristic for, you know, the religion side of things. But I didn't give a crap then. I was like, I will take anything, because God did not, and I don't want to poo-poo on religion as well, but God wasn't saving me then. Like he wasn't doing what, you know, the church tries to teach you and stuff. Like so I had to look for alternatives.
Yeah. And I celebrate that. And I'm glad that you shared that. And thank you. And also thank you for sharing what you said about how, you know, like the healing process itself is not like this quick, immediate, like magic pill and it goes away. Like that is something that I think is really important to share as well, as for people who, you know, are longing for this energy healing, who are longing for this truth, to find comfort in that, you know, if after like one meditation or one guided visualization or et cetera, it's like they feel better, but then they feel like, okay, well, there's still things that are coming up. There's still things I know I need to work through. Be patient with yourself, like accept that this is part of the journey. Be patient with yourself, show yourself love and compassion, because like there will be things that will continue to come up. But the beauty of this podcast and of having guests like you is to show, and as an example, that healing and recovery is possible. And we are here to help share what that journey looks like and to comfort you along the way. So I just wanted to share that. And then the second go ahead.
I reckon if I had found someone like you and like me when I was needing it, I reckon it would have saved me so much heartache and so much, like, you know, beating myself down, because it's that whole thing of like, why aren't I fixed yet? Why does it look like this? Why does it feel like this? Like I had no idea. Nobody talks about this stuff. Nobody gets into the deep and raw, like messy part of it.
Yeah.
And this is what steers a lot of people away, because as soon as it starts looking a little bit scary or a little bit hard, people are just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like you have to keep going, because that's where you're getting to that next point of like, you're getting over that lump, that hill, and you're like, you're so close.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where the second thing that I was going to just quickly highlight is when you shared about, you know, how the religion that you grew up in was very structured or very much a certain way. And this kind of modality or this kind of, you know, idea or concept is a little bit foreign. And I am not shy about talking about my personal experience, having grown up in a very Catholic religious household where it was very much about shame, guilt, you know, all of these kind of woo-woo things is just like, no, don't do that. That's not a part of the Bible. And, you know, while I can try to understand it, it's like, well, I needed an alternative as well. And having suffered with scrupulosity, which is a subset of OCD affiliated with religion, I also want my podcast to be a comfort for people who, similar to us, grew up in an environment where it was very black and white, very much you have to do it this way or it's the wrong way. And just to give yourself that permission to explore alternatives that resonate with you and give you the sense of peace and calm and healing. Because at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We are all like here on this planet. There are so many different sects of religion, so many different types of religion, so many different like ways to experience healing. And what's most important is finding what works best for you and what resonates with you. So
like, honestly, like, there's so many, I've had like friends that say, you know, counseling was great for them and everything, and that's awesome. And there's some people that go on medication and that's how they get them through. But for me, that wasn't what was going to help. That wasn't something for me. And it's because we're all different. We're all wired differently. Like, we all want the same outcome.
Yeah.
But to get there, it just looks so much different. And yeah, I think people get caught up in that whole like, well, how come my journey doesn't look like hers, or I'm not getting the same results? And it's like, stop comparing and just worry about yourself and just do your work.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad that you said that. And you're so absolutely right. And I think that's a really beautiful segue into the next question. When it comes to your journey and your healing, how did you learn how to tap into your power?
It was curiosity. So because I got into that meditation and basically was like hooked from then there, I went in deep with researching the chakra systems. I looked into, now how does that even come about, like energy? Like, I knew I was sensitive to energy, so I knew I was an empath, but I wasn't really familiar with the whole terms of it. So basically I was just in that space of like, okay, I'll look here, I'll look there, I'll talk to this person, ask this person, and just by looking and answering and just listening with my ears, my heart and stuff, like I was able to find things that just fitted with me. And the more I found things that fitted with me, same with people as well, like more people I came into contact with that were on the same path, it just allowed me to explore things a little bit better and deeper. And all of a sudden I'm just like, okay, I want more. I see like I've got healing here. I feel a little bit freer here. So that must be where I need to go more into and just let it go. I was lucky. Like, I've got people that I follow from the day I started and stuff. So that's been a huge help, but at the same time, like, it's like tapping into your own self and just feeling what is good for you and what's resonating with you. And then before I knew it, I was like unlocking things that I didn't even realize I had, like the whole psychic side things of stuff. Like, the more you heal, the more space you have to love and to grow and to evolve. And realize, like, if you would have told me 10 years ago, because 10 years ago I was not this person, or I was this person, just not who you see now. If you had told me 10 years ago that I was going to be a psychic and talk about past lives and things like that and like spirits and stuff, I would have been like, that is not the way my life is going to be. But that is where I'm at. But it's that thing is like, once you get rid of some layers, you've opened yourself up to explore more of you and more of your soul. Like, oh, we're just such incredible beings and we just haven't even tapped into half of it. So it's exciting. It gets addictive as well. Not in an unhealthy way, just in a real, like, I know what's good for me. I'm going to keep going that way.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So many like incredible, like, energy vibes that I have just received from all of what you just shared. And I just want to take a moment to honor and celebrate them. First and foremost, yes, 100% to everything that you said, especially the fact that it becomes this like very beautifully addicting experience where the more that you realize that you have unlimited potential, unlimited power within you, and you are able to access that power, to really harness all that that's already in you,
yeah.
help yourself to feel more empowered, to feel more aligned, to explore the gifts that you have within you, especially for people, myself included, who has gifts that I once saw as like a curse. So being an empath, I'm also an empath, and I always wondered why I experienced so many emotions, why I felt so deeply, why I was influenced by the energies around me, and I truly thought it was a curse. It's like real time when you watch a movie about superheroes and they think that their superpowers are this curse, and they're like, I can't believe that I have this. I can't believe I've got this burden. And the woe is me. And the audience is like, girl, you can fly. Like, I would do anything to have your power, right? But it's like, well, why do we deny the powers that we have inside? Like, why don't we, like, why do we think the same way? Like, oh, I can't believe I have this power. It's like, no, I can't believe
because
I have this power.
Because it makes you different.
Yes, it should be celebrated.
It makes you different.
It's
gorgeous. But because society.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because society is deemed different as, you know, outside the box. We can't put you anywhere. We can't like put a criteria on you. We can't get credentials on you and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, well, different's not that great. So sorry, you're in the different box.
Yeah.
And people don't want to be in the different box.
It's so true. And that needs to be like busted. Like this whole like stigma around, you know, one of the things that I focus on in my one-on-one sessions is like rewording, redefining words for ourselves. So like if different has this definition from society, from religion, from our parents, whatever, what do you want to give it a new meaning? Like what now do you want this word different to mean to you? Do you want it to mean special, unique, incredible, important, valued? Like redefine what that word means to you. And that's like what you did as you accessed your power. And that is like such a beautiful thing. And I'm so excited for you and like feel your energy. Like, so again, empath to empath, I'm like, I'm feeling your vibes. I'm loving this. And so when it comes most specifically to the sexual trauma, can you share with us a little bit more about sexual trauma and some of the effects for adults as more of like a general for starters?
Yeah. Okay. So specifically my sexual trauma is from childhood. So quite young. And you know, what I feel like is I didn't actually have issues when I was younger. Like I didn't have any mental issues that I can remember or that showed up for my parents to think something's going on with her. Like we need to figure out, we need to see what's going on. Like I don't think it comes and really tugs at you until later on, until you start to grow and evolve and learn that certain behaviors is not appropriate, that certain things should not be done to little people. And what I found was it wasn't till I turned 18 when I became an adult, because legally in New Zealand and Australia, when you turn 18, you're legal. So you can drink, you can, you know, move out of home and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't till when I turned 18 and I had this freedom all of a sudden and I was responsible for myself. And I was just like, what the, like, I can't look after myself. Yeah. I'm like, I can't look after myself. Like this is like going to really stuff me up mentally and stuff, because I hadn't processed anything. Nothing had been healed. Nothing had been, like, my family had found out by then, but nothing had been fixed. They hadn't been addressed, and everything was just like, I had to hold it in. And the longer you hold something in, it's almost like you're just waiting for something to combust. And what I found was when I turned 18, because nobody, I had this attitude of, I didn't want to be controlled. I didn't want someone to take advantage of me again. So I kind of stepped in and had this attitude of like, well, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. And I got into drinking really badly. And basically, like, when you're a young person that doesn't know your worth, you don't know your boundaries, you don't know what's right and wrong, because you've got such a messed up thought system about how things should be done to you, or all that kind of stuff. Like, you get into a really messy place. And what I found was like every couple of years, it would take a turn and just kind of affect me in a different way. What I do remember though, from very young, is I've always had kidney issues. And what I found the night that I found this meditation, when I first found that meditation, what struck me was kidney issues was something that was what you would have issues with if you had been abused or as a child or experienced childhood trauma. And that was something I'd always had to deal with. And when I turned 18, I had my first kidney infection that ended up in hospital with. Oh, wow. And I was on so much heavy drugs just to keep me. I don't know if I was dying or if my kidneys were failing or whatever. Like, I wasn't really in that mind frame of like noticing what was going on. I was just there. I was a shell basically. But it was quite serious. They wanted to put me on antibiotics or some form of drug for a 6-month period just to keep my kidneys functioning properly. And I just ignored that because I was like, no, I just want to not give a shit about anything and just carried on how I was living with, you know, drinking a crap load, and ended up in hospital again with my second kidney infection that was even worse. And I remember like having morphine because the pain was so bad, and I honestly thought I was going to die. And I got those niggling feelings of like, you need to sort yourself out. You need to stop doing this to your body. You need to look after your body. Your body has stored so much crap and it's coming out of you. It's in a physical way and you're going to die if you're going to do this. But did I listen? No. I kept going and I kept doing stupid stuff. It affects your relationships quite a lot. You don't have any self-worth in you. You've got no confidence whatsoever. I must say, like, I held it really well and I was able to keep up with my social life and my friends, and like not a lot of my friends knew any of this, so they had no idea what had happened to me in the past. And I kept like putting it in the back of my head just to forget about it, but my mental state was not the greatest. But what really got me really good was after I had my two children. So my eldest is 8 and my youngest, or my middle, is 7. They're 10 months apart. They're really, really close in age. And when I had my 7-year-old, I ended up manifesting postnatal depression because I got into a state of, I now had 2 newborn babies, 2 little girls. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to look after them? How am I supposed to be a mum to them and protect them and save them from any harm that I was done, because I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to protect them. I don't know how to keep them safe. And it really starts fucking with your brain. Like, it's something that you never really forget as well. Like, the trauma, it just plays back over and over again. And as much as you want to forget it and as much as you want to move on, like, there'll be some moments that you forget about it, but it always is in the back of your head and it always plays out in something in your life. And it will just keep going like a record and it will keep tripping you up. And it's just, yeah, a vicious cycle. So yeah, it was the postnatal depression is what got me, especially having 2 little girls. I think that was the universe's way of saying, hey, you've got these 2 mini me's, you've got to sort yourself out. You've got to find that peace. You've got to find that healing.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate your vulnerability and for just being so open. So first and foremost, thank you so much, because I know that this is coming from your heart to people's ears. And, you know, I really, again, am so grateful that this platform is used for healing. And this is the start, you know, being able to be vulnerable in a sisterhood, you know, women to women, just like, hey, I hear you. I see you. You're not alone. If you've gone through this, I'm here to share my story with you so that you know that you're not alone, and I hear you and I see you. So I think one area that you shared about how you said the word shell, and that like really resonated with me and sort of struck this chord, because when it comes to trauma, when it comes to things in our childhood, we do almost feel like we've got this shell for 2 reasons. It's like, number one, a place where we can feel that we can retract into and sort of keep everything suppressed, because as you were sharing that you have this in the back burner of your mind. So it's like this constant reminder when it comes up and shows itself in your life, but you don't want to go there emotionally because it hurts. And so you just, you suppress it, you push it down. And the more, as you also said, that you push things down,
or you take drugs or you do whatever it is,
all these external sources to find happiness, to find love, to find peace, to find whatever it is that you didn't experience. Or if there are things that happen that are outside of your control, it's like you feel out of control. So you think, let me turn to things that I can have as control. So substance abuse, you know, relationships that are disempowering, whatever it is, they are external things that we have power and control over because we felt powerless. Yeah. And that just gave me goosebumps, because that really is, like, in a nutshell, how this sort of pattern, as you said, really goes. And the fact too about, like, the shell is having this external front where you said that, like, people in your life, your friends, et cetera, like, didn't know what it is that you went through. It's like when people experience trauma, we become so, like, almost experts at hiding behind the shell, because you either feel empty, like it's literally, I'm just a shell. There's nothing inside because I just don't want to have emotions because I don't want to go there emotionally, or you hide into it or you use it as a defense. So it's like, there's almost three, or probably there's probably more ways to use the shell. But again, that's a very powerful visual when you said that. And that was sort of what came up. So I'm feeling led to kind of elaborate on that, because I feel that, again, you know, as someone who has a different form of childhood trauma, where it was like mental and emotional abuse, it's still trauma. And no matter what kind of trauma our audience has experienced, you know, just recognize that you have experienced a trauma and don't beat yourself up about it. I mean, again, I think that the other healing message here is being compassionate with ourselves and showing ourselves love throughout the whole process. So a really, again, beautiful segue into the next question is, how can our listeners begin their own healing journey?
My number one thing, and I like harp on about this all the time, and I reckon my followers and stuff are just like, oh, here she goes again. But it is meditation. Honestly, it is the best way and the quickest way to get to know yourself and to really open up to what is going on inside. And the beauty of that is, like, when you go into a meditation, and it doesn't have to be hard, it doesn't have to be 20 minutes of your day, it can be as little as 5 minutes, just as long as you're making that time to sit with yourself and just be you. Like, it's the only time that you get to just be you, because you're not trying to get to work, you're not trying to be mom, you're not trying to make someone's dinner and things like that. So it's the only time you get to be you and feel your body, because you get to connect to, like, your toes, even, like, your toes, your fingers, your back. Like, you get to connect with all these things of your body that you never really think about. And same with your head, like, you get to connect with the thoughts and the feelings that are going on there, and same with, like, the emotions and stuff. So I always tell my clients, like, start with a meditation practice. Practice by sitting and committing to your 5 minute practice, and go from there and just slowly build up. And then slowly you want to just get a little bit more evolved in that and just go, okay, I've gotten used to sitting in silence with myself. Now this week I'm going to try getting into my intuition. And that's, like, whether it's up in your head, like feeling and knowing and all that kind of stuff, or if it's in your belly. Like, I feel like my intuition is in my belly. Like, that's where I feel it all, and that's where I lead with my belly. And so, yeah, I just feel into that. And I just tell clients, like, start there. That's where you can find a lot of juicy stuff. A lot of things that people are suppressing as well, but a lot of juicy stuff.
I love how you phrased it, that meditation is you being able to be with you. I don't know why this just, like, resonated with me, and like this wave of, like, peace, comfort, love, healing. Like, it sounds like such a almost simple concept, but I think that when it comes down to definitions, as we were talking about earlier, right? Meditation sometimes I think people almost get intimidated by meditation, or they think, well,
you just
have to sit in silence and shut your mind off and like not think, or, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions, and I don't want to generalize. Yeah. So I don't mean to be generalizing, but I think that at least people I've spoken to about meditation, or how I used to think about meditation. So I'll include myself in this bucket, where it's this idea that it's like perceived through this small, you know, peephole, where it's like all that meditation is just sitting in silence. But I have thoughts and they wander and I get bored and I'm tired and I don't want to, because it's boring and it's, you know, I don't want to do that. But the way that you phrased it really just like resonated with me. So I want to take a moment to highlight on that, that it's like you're giving yourself this gift of just being present with yourself and just give, like, I'd have to go back and like re-listen to the exact phrasing, but I think you said like that meditation is you just like being you.
Yeah.
Is that how you phrased it? Cause that was like how I felt it, was like, wow, it's you giving yourself the permission to be yourself and spending time with yourself and like celebrating yourself.
Yeah. And feeling like you are getting to know yourself, because so many people don't actually realize how much they don't know about themselves. Mm-hmm. Like we think we do. And then someone tells us, oh, I know you. I know what you're like. I know how you think. And you're like, but I don't even know me. How do you know me? Mm-hmm. So it's when you sit in your meditation practice and, you know, just get rid of that whole conception of, you know, it has to be boring. It has to be in silence. It has to be like, you know, the monks, how the monks do it. No.
Right.
Like, I could meditate with my kids running around like crazy people and I wouldn't even know that they were there. Like I can really zone out, and that's taking practice, but mm-hmm. it doesn't have to look and be a certain way. Like meditation for a lot of people too can be walking on the beach or walking just outside. Like that is a form of meditation, is when you go into yourself and yeah, you're doing something. So you're not physically just got your eyes closed and doing nothing, but you're actually blocked out a whole lot of stuff that's a part of the day. You've gone and you've taken yourself outside and you're thinking about your body, your breath, what's in front of you. This is a form of meditation, and not a lot of people know that. My kind of meditation is definitely sitting in silence, because I get so much out of silence that it ends up being like crazy journey sometimes.
And I celebrate your self-awareness and the fact that you know your body, you know what works for you and what makes you feel empowered, what makes you feel good. And again, that is definitely the takeaway here, is to make it as your own. For me, honestly, I have two different forms of meditation. For me, it's exercising. Like when I work out, it's even if I use Beachbody. So people who've been listening and have followed me on social, like know that I do Beachbody, and they're all pre-recorded and there's a trainer and he's telling you what to do and whatever. But a lot of the time, and I love that you said like zone out, because I feel like I tune out what they're saying and I just use it as a visual. I follow what they're doing.
Yeah.
But when I'm exercising, I'm tapping in with my inner warrior. I'm tapping in with this like this badass version of
my badass.
Yeah, who is like, she shows up for herself and she's like, oh, you want to give up? Like, you're going to keep going. You're tired. You're going to keep going. You're like, you think you can do, or you don't think you can do one more push-up, and then you do it. And like, it's such an amazing, empowering feeling. And like, I feel like such a badass warrior when I'm working out, and it's this incredible way.
And that is a part of your personality. You're getting to know someone
exactly
inside, well, you inside of yourself. But
yes. And for those of you who are watching this on YouTube right now, like I have two tattoos on my wrist. I mean, I have six, but the two on my wrist, one is the lightning bolt and one is the fire. And I did this on purpose because these are two elements that represent my personality. I'm speedy, like very quick, like sometimes impulsive, but like the fire, you know, I'm an Aries, so fire is literally my element. But like, to your point, exercising has connected me with me, this like, this inner, you know, I'm like 50% warrior and 50% like hippie. And I celebrate that, like, I have the ability to like tap into both things. And then the second form for me is listening to music. Like when I listen to music, or dubstep, or
nostalgia, big time, like, when it comes to music.
Yeah, I vibe so much with like high vibe music, like the EDM, house music, whatever. I can't tell you, it transcends me into this realm that like I can't even explain. And I feel like more of my hippie free spirit when I'm listening to that kind of music. And then when I'm working out, it's me tapping into this warrior. So it's like, to your point, I mean, literally whatever works for you, and it doesn't have to be in silence. It doesn't have to be. I think one article that I had read too was like about mindful awareness, where you're literally super attentive to your thoughts and you're understanding like where is this thought coming from and
yeah,
what does it mean? So it's like, it's actually the opposite of what people might think. Instead of tuning out your thoughts,
yeah,
you're bringing them to the forefront and you're analyzing them and you're understanding them. You're questioning your questions. And like, it's a beautiful practice. So I just wanted to share that too. It's yeah, just suggestions and inspiration for people.
Yeah. Cause like when you have certain thoughts come up, you've got to figure out, like, especially for us women, like seriously, we're overthinkers anyway, naturally. And when we have thoughts come in, we need to figure out why they're there. Like, why are we having these thoughts? Where did it come from? Mm-hmm. And the sooner we can like nip it in the bum or figure out where it's come from, like we can move on. Mm-hmm. And meditation does give you that space to do yeah, that, if that's what you're wanting to do. Like right, if it's just like figuring out, you know, what the next plan is for, you know, next week or just anything really. I mean, anything I need to make a decision on or any thing that I'm like working on or whatever it is, like I meditate on it. I'm like, let me go and just, you know, check in with myself.
Love that.
Make sure I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. And again, really beautiful segue into the next question. So we've been talking a lot about meditation. So would love to tap into talking about the chakras and mm-hmm, which chakras are affected by sexual trauma. And if you're also able to just share a little bit more about, you know, just the chakras in general for our listeners that are new to hearing about them.
Okay. So just to run through the chakra system quickly, if you're unfamiliar with them. So what happens is the chakras are energy portals that are in our body. And basically what we go through in life and the different people we encounter and different situations and as we get older and the foods and just the elements around us all affect our chakras. But there's seven main ones in our body, and they're all like, there's your first one in your soles of your feet. You've got one in your belly. You've got one just above your navel, your heart space, your throat, your third eye, and your crown chakra. They're all associated to those areas. Each chakra is associated to its area. So it kind of like rules over that part of your body. And each area also rules over an area in life. So if you think about the one, your base chakra, it rules over your foundations, your securities, your financial issues, and your sense of feeling at home and peace and stuff. That's all in the root chakra. And then you go up and you get into your sacral chakra. Now this is where sexual trauma will freaking sit. It is, if you have been a victim of any sexual abuse of any kind of time, like childhood or adulthood, it will sit in this area. And what it will do is it will build up shame. It will build up guilt. It will hold on to resentment. It will hold on to pain, emotional pain. And it will sit in this area and it will manifest. And if you think about our womb space and where that is and what it's associated, we've got our periods, we've got fertility, we've got emotional baggage because that's where we hold it there. We've got kidney issues. We've got our vaginas in there and like sexual transmit diseases and stuff, like all those kind of things, like it's all in that area. And this is where women is our powerhouse. Like mm-hmm, this is where we create, like we bring life into this area. Wow. And if we have been victim to childhood sexual abuse of any age, that area gets fucked up. And we wonder why there's so many women walking around with polycystic ovaries, with fertility problems, mm-hmm, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, why? Well, let's go a little bit deeper and just ask that question. Have you been victim of sexual trauma? Chances are, yeah, they have. And it's unfortunate that it's such a huge number that there's so many people that have suffered from that. But yeah, it just, yeah. But also what happens is in the sacral chakra area is actually where we hold our inner child as well. So the inner childhood energy lives in that area. Also past life energy sits in this area as well. So any memory of past life and stuff, I feel like it's all in that area. And then also generational trauma as well. So anything that's passed down from our ancestors, and this could go up like, you know, six generations up, it gets passed down. And if you think about it, like especially our grandmother line, like we were in our great grandmother, like with ovaries of her and, you know, the ovaries of the eggs and stuff. I mean, like, you know, we were a part of our grandmother. And if she experienced something, chances are that's going to get bled into us, like in our DNA, in our energetics, you know, being and stuff. And it's just going to get passed down and passed down and passed down. And yet it has a way of just manifesting into the physical realm. And there we've got people like me.
Wow.
I won't blame, you know, grandmothers for everything, but unhealed trauma does have a way of really stuffing the next generation up.
It sounds like a common denominator of all of this is that the healing stems from and starts with awareness. And the fact that through, again, these guided meditations, these guided visualizations, like all of what you learned about and what led you to experience your healing, what led you to start your healing journey, it was an awareness, this understanding, a deeper understanding of yourself, of what you experienced, of, you know, just all of this mixed together brings you now to a deeper understanding of yourself and of where you are right now. And when we're able, as we mentioned earlier, when we are able to feel this kind of truth like resonating with us, we feel heard, seen, and understood. And this awareness is what leads us to experience powerful breakthroughs, to experience healing. And so it sounds like, again, as you're sharing, that even this awareness of passed down, you know, things from future or past generations into future generations, like all of this is, again, more awareness to how all of us can continue healing. And
it's and how everything's connected.
Yeah, it's so helpful to know all of this, because for me personally, I know we were chatting offline about this, that I have a book about the chakras. I've been sharing little bits and pieces as I'm starting to learn more about them as well. But to understand like so many specific details about where certain things live, you know, as you said, that it's like for women who experience certain things, there are higher chances that they experienced XYZ. So there's this correlation between all of, you know, the chakras and what we have experienced in our lives. Yeah. And so as a final question, which again, beautifully ties everything together, excuse me, can you share more with us about how to heal specifically the sexual trauma with chakras?
Okay. So we're going back to meditation.
Okay.
What I really encourage you guys to do would be to go and start your meditation practice. Get used to sitting with yourself and getting used to, you know, how your mind works, how your body feels when you meditate. See if there's any blocks that come up, like that whole thing of like, oh, I should be doing this, or, you know, I could be, you know, doing my nails or whatever it is. You know, figure out where your mind leads to when you go into meditation, so that you can go a little bit deeper and just practice and like just expand yourself a little bit more. But then once you get to a practice and you feel comfortable with going deeper, and this should only take a week or so, like if you're doing this every day, just practicing and coming to yourself, like it should only take you a couple of weeks to get into a comfortable, okay, yeah, now I've got this down pat, let's go a little bit deeper. What I would really suggest is you start looking into the sacral chakra. But if you are sitting in a meditation, and I recommend always sitting on the floor because you want to be able to sit nicely and just be comfortable. Laying down is not the greatest. You can, but laying down, you probably tend to fall asleep, and that's not the aim of this meditation. But if you're sitting up, what you can do is you can actually put your hands on your belly. And when you're breathing in, like I always say, like breathe deep through your nose. Imagine that you're bringing source energy in. So this is going on something that we haven't talked about, but like source energy is universal energy. It's light energy. It's pure. It's love. It's everything that is, you know, that positive energy. And when you're consciously and in like breathing it in, You want to breathe it through your nose, and you want to bring that energy down into your belly. So you're like putting your hands on your belly, you're bringing it through, and you visualize and you imagine that that breath of white light's coming down through your throat, past your chest, past your heart, and it's going into your belly, and just fill your belly up with white light. And what will start happening is that things will start shifting. It will give your emotions and your feelings, and it will give it, your intuition, a chance to just take over and just shift a few things. And what you'll find is that emotions will start to arise, and you probably will get very emotional the first time you do it. You won't know what exactly emotion's coming up. You won't know exactly why it's coming up. It's just shifting. And when that happens, you just want to go with it and let your intuition. So just let the feelings come, and then let the thoughts come, and then see what pops up in your head, because a memory, a flashback of something will pop up, and it'll be something that you might not even realize. It could be something from last week. Work on that. Like, let that show up. Show it the time and give it the energy and say, okay, what do I need to see here? What do I need to learn here? Because it's showing you for a reason. It's always showing us to learn something. So see what you can see in that vision that you've just had pop up in your head, because it will come. And just be like, okay, I understand why that situation happened, and I can see my part that I played, and I can see what energy was coming through and what I was receiving. But I don't need that. I don't need that energy. I don't need that experience again, because I've learned my lesson. Like, you may have to sit with it a couple of times. It may not be, you know, right off the bat that you get that realization. But once you do, you just want to like send it back to source. You want to say, okay, universe, I'm breathing it out. I'm breathing, I'm feeling it, and I'm letting it go. I'm choosing not to hold on to it anymore. I'm taking it out of me, and out of my aura, and out of my space, and you can have it back. Send it back to source with love, light, and healing. That's what I always do. I always send anything that comes up. I always feel it, look into it. If I need to give it a couple of days because I'm just not in the headspace to look at it, I will. I'll acknowledge the fact that I'm not ready, but I'll always send it back to the source with love, with light, and with healing. And it's the intention that you put into it when you go into your meditation. You like just put out to the universe, I'm coming into this meditation because I want healing. What do I need to see and feel it?
Wow. That is so beautiful. I honor everything that you just said, and I'm feeling like my physiology changing. I feel like I want to like adjust my posture and like breathe. And this is where, as you're saying, like the energy shifts, because the more that
we give ourselves, it's so subtle.
It's like, this is wild. And again, the goosebumps are coming. So it's like, as we give ourselves this permission to, as you're saying, like breathe in energy, release energy. I love how you said, like, you know, even if you're not in the mental headspace at that present moment, to just honor that and be patient with yourself and accept it. Again, not to be angry with ourselves. Like, why am I not ready to like work through this right now? Like, sit down in meditation. Yeah. It's like, instead of going into it with this intention of I need to fix this right now on my terms, and if it doesn't work out, I'm going to be angry. It's like, you're already in that headspace of frustration and disempowerment or anger or whatever it is. And if you are, it's okay. That means you're human. Like, you're allowed to have these kinds of emotions, like, and just really honoring yourself. Because to your point, you know, like as women, we have our periods, obviously, like there are different hormone imbalances and different things that we're dealing with that we don't have control over. And just being able to say, hey, say your name, you know, it's like, I love you no matter what. We're in this together. If you're not feeling it today, that's okay. Like, just, you know, do something else that can help give you peace, love, and light in the meantime. And then, you know, sit with yourself, as you said, like, even if it's a few minutes, and just allow yourself to expand it across several days, and just like be patient. And again, as a fiery Aries who, you know, is like this lightning bolt fire, like this has been a daily practice for me too, is being patient with myself. Because as a former people pleasing perfectionist who like needed to have the who, what, where, when, and why, who needed to always be go, 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 otherwise I'm not being productive, and then that would be like shame, guilt, etc. It would just snowball. Yeah. I was like, the universe continues to teach me patience and continues to show, you know, ways like even like allowing the universe to bring you people to give you this message. So, you know, I bless my boyfriend who is so patient and has taught me patience. So if there are people in your life who, you know, are helping to teach you certain lessons, be open to that, you know, and see, see where that leads, to help you with your practice. So, you know, there's so many things that you shared that I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to revisit that. But I think that this is like a very important thing to highlight on is that, you know, be very mindful of your headspace, be very mindful of where you are. And, you know, what you also said that, that really resonated with me was like breathing in energy and seeing like the white light traveling through you. And that when you're exhaling,
imagining it. It's not like a lot of people get stuck in that whole visualizing thing and they're like, I don't know how to visualize. Well, do you know how to imagine a rainbow? Surely you do. That's what you need to do. Imagine that it's just coming through. And that's simplifying. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about simplifying life because it doesn't need to be hard. Like healing is hard enough. But you know, let's cut some corners out because we really don't need to have it complicated.
Right.
And let's get to healing.
And actually, before I go back to what I was just sharing, I want to just take a moment to appreciate what you're sharing, because I remember that when we were talking before our soul chat on Found Family, we were saying how there are very incredibly wonderful spiritual people on this planet. And for those who are new to their journey, who have never experienced any type of healing or are looking to go into it, et cetera, there is this misconception that these people are these unattainables, these magical beings who have somehow tapped into the universe, and it looks complicated, it looks hard, it's unattainable. And we are here right now to speak to you, to bust that myth and help you really internalize and realize that we all have this power. We all have this ability.
There is
nothing special about any one person over the other. This is not a competition. The universe has an abundance of energy, of light, of healing, and it's available to every single one of us. You were born on this planet, which means that you have this gift. It does not mean that only certain people have access. If you were born on this planet, if you are listening to this right now, that means that you are a breathing human being with blood flowing through your veins, with breath flowing through you. And that means that you have access to this. So I love what Jenna is saying.
The universe does not discriminate.
No. And I love what Jenna is saying, and I really honor it, because there is no special like person that we have, you know, it's like, we're all special. We're literally made up of stars. Like we are stardust. You are magical. And you have the ability to do this. So I love that you simplify and really help to make this seem attainable. That like this whole journey, I love that you're doing two things. One, making it seem attainable, and two, helping to show the process, you know, that you're like, hey, it is going to get a little messy and a little, you know, you're going to cry, but I'm with you. I'm here with you through the process. And that is beautiful, because again, I didn't have someone to give me, like, imagine in school, right? Like there's an upperclassman who hands down the textbooks or hands down the exams and is like, I'm going to help you get an A because I've taken the test. I know what, you know, I know how to guide you to help you. And like right now it's like, that's where this is. It's like, it's not, oh, I'm this and I'm that. It's I've experienced it. And through my experience, I'm going to help, you know, help you see how possible it is for you. So would love to hear your thoughts on this, because I know we were talking about it, but I'm glad we brought it back up, because I was like, we need to mention this.
Seriously, like there are so many people out there that are gurus and they're like, you know, follow this person, follow that person. There is thousands of people you could follow, literally thousands. And what you need to do is you need to take like, you know, take something from one person, from another person, and just like build your own little compartment of like stuff up for yourself, because like we said earlier, like nothing is like, there's not something that just fits for everyone. Everyone's different. So just being able to really put that into context, that it's doable. Like it is very, very doable, and it doesn't matter like what level you are, as long as you put in the time, the effort, and put in the intention of, this is why I'm starting. I'm starting because I want healing. Like I didn't start because I wanted to have psychic, you know, abilities and things like that. Like, I started because I needed to. I needed to break through. I needed to be a mom. I needed to be a wife for my, like, we were literally engaged in planning a destination wedding. Like, I should have been the happiest. I should have been when I really hit my rock bottom. But yeah, like, I had to go there. I had to, like, get the healing. And that was my aim. That was, like, what I started with. And as I started to get rid of shit, I started opening up. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I suppose I am. I don't call myself a guru, but, like, I'm now that person. But I'm like, imagine it. Like, if I can do that, imagine what you could do. Like, right. Next minute, like, our kids will be teleporting.
Who knows? Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh my God.
But yeah, like, we're all, like, people don't realize how much, like, magic stuff they have in them. Like, I always just say magic. Like, I'm always like, yeah, it's magical.
I
but
love
it literally
that.
Is.
It literally
magical.
Is. Yeah, I use that word a lot too. And I celebrate that this is living proof that magic exists. So it's such a gift.
I'm like Hermione.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, right? I have a book called Geek Girls Don't Cry. And it's like a whole book that actually, there was a part in that book that talks about a found family and how people, like fictional characters who again have these superpowers, who feel weird, who feel out of place, who feel like, you know, they're cursed with their skills and abilities. They don't feel like they have this connectiveness with their families and et cetera. So they found family outside of their blood family who understand them, who get them. And that is exactly what Found Family Podcast is about, is connecting with women who are, you know, able to really say, like, I hear you, I see you, your gifts, what makes you unique is a beautiful thing that should be celebrated. You're not alone, you know, all of this. It's like, I love that. And the fact that this book, you know, talks about how like these fictional characters go through very real human, you know, things like challenges and all of that. So it's like, even though they're fictional characters, they're still going through very real things. And in the same way that we in the real world have things that are almost like in the cartoons and like in the superheroes, right? That it's like, there is this overlap. That we are magical. We do have powers. Like, it's incredible. And when you really open up your perception, your mind, and you see this, you can start to feel this magic. And that's also where, as we've talked about, it becomes this like healthy addiction where it's like, I've become obsessed with personal growth and development from both, you know, mind, spirit, body, et cetera, just all of it. And that is why we are both so passionate and do what we do, is to be this, you know, this light and help spread as much love, light and healing as possible. So I'm so grateful.
Because we know what, where we've been, we know what it's like to be in that, you know, that real shitty space.
Yeah.
And we know what it's like to be on the other side. And that's the thing. Like, that's why I'm here. Like, I did a post today, like saying that I was coming on to record this, and I was so like, I was excited, but at the same time, like, I have to like let people know, like, I don't enjoy talking about sexual trauma. Like, that's not something that I wake up in the morning and be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But I freaking know how hard it is to be in that space. Mm-hmm. I know how shit it feels to be alone. Mm. And I'm like, I don't want anyone to go through that. Like, I don't want new mums to come into motherhood and get postnatal depression due to the fact that they may have been like abused in a sexual way, or, you know, abused in any way. Like, so, you know, it's one of those things, like, we do this because we know how helpful it can be for you guys, and just the magic that can flow from you. Again, magic.
It's so amazing, Jenna. You are a beautiful human inside and out, and I am so grateful for you. I want my Found Family to check out the description on this podcast, and if you're watching this on YouTube, to check out the description on the YouTube. Jenna is on Twitter, at Jenna L. Abbott 1. Again, all of it will be in the description. And then I do not want to butcher the name of your website again, but is it Haumanu.com?
Haumanu.
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 Haumanu. Okay. The spelling will be in the description as well, but it's haumanu.com.au since she is in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
So I want...
Aussie.
I want to also ask you, Jenna, if there are any other places where our found family can contact you, can, you know, ask you more questions, can experience healing with you. Where else can we direct people to?
So I am on Facebook as well. Facebook is like my thing. Like I love Facebook. It will be Homemanu1. So Facebook at Homemanu1. I do a lot of stuff on there. So yeah, you can find me there, or Instagram, same thing, at Homemanu1. Yeah. Like, amazing. Just send me a message and say, I heard you here and I want to know more, or, you know, just say, I've, you know, got this problem, I need help with this, or I need to know more about childhood, like, you know, child work and stuff like that. Like, I love chatting. Like,
amazing.
Just reach out, honestly.
You're such a gift. I'm so grateful for all of this. I'm like, I looked at the time and I'm like, we're already at an hour, and I'm like, I love all of what you shared. I'm so grateful for this time. I'm so thankful for you. And I look forward to continuing to support you. And I'm so excited to, you know, help spread this message, to help people with their healing. So again, thank you so, so much. And any other like places to go to, or I guess your website has all of your additional information.
Yeah. My website's got everything. Just roll on down. There's free meditations too on my, if you go into my store, there's free meditations that you can download. So if you have a Samsung or like Android, they can actually be downloaded and you can save them on your phone for like ever.
You don't
have to keep playing them on YouTube or anything like that. So if you've got that, I also, because I love crystals, I'm a crystal girl. There's a meditation there for crystals. And if you want to get to know your crystals more, and that's all free. So, you know, go practice your meditation and get a little bit deeper with yourself and, you know, just expand.
Amazing.
Just get curious about yourself, because there's so much, so much there.
Amazing.
So much good stuff.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Jenna, thank you again so, so much. It's been such a pleasure.
My pleasure. I've absolutely loved this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next week for a new topic. To help spread the good vibes, please share this episode with friends and family, or if you share on social, be sure to tag me at Coach Lizzie.